All victims of rape deserve justice, and certainly all rapists deserve prison. By steadily increasing the police department's ability to process our DNA evidence, we can reach these two goals over the next several years. I certainly applaud the efforts of the mayor, city council, Jack Weiss, Wendy Gruhl in particular, and the city controller to get the department the needed funding for these efforts, funding which has not been forthcoming up till this time. They have given us a tremendous opportunity that I will do everything in my power to ensure will not be wasted. We are committed, all of us, to testing all the viable evidence contained in our DNA backlog. The political will demonstrated here today, and hopefully tomorrow when the full council takes a vote on this matter, will put us on the road to the realization of that commitment to ensure that all victims of rape are, in fact, also assured of receiving justice, and all those who commit rape receive justice also in their incarceration in our prison system. Jack Weiss referenced the fact that rape reports have declined by 36% in the city over the last 6 years. That is good news, but at the same time, we also recognize that this is one of our most underreported crimes for a variety of reasons. By ensuring that we are able to examine all evidence that comes into our possession, we can encourage all victims or more victims of rape to come forward with the certainty or the increased certainty that we might find the perpetrators of the crimes committed against them. So this is a win-win all around. And I hope the political commitment that is being made here today continues in the next several years, because as Mr. Weiss has also pointed out, this is not a one-time fix. The action tomorrow is the first in a series of about 3 to 4 actions that will have to be taken over the next several years by the political leadership of the city, and that is to vote the funding of the additional positions that will be required to deal with the backlog. These positions that will be authorized tomorrow will allow us to ensure that we are able to prevent any cases falling out of statute, as well as begin to get contemporary new cases coming in to the department. But the backlog itself will require that commitment over the next several years. So let's make no mistake that this is something that we have begun on the road to resolution, but there's still a long road ahead.